ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 2, Contents of the Gita Summarized, Text Number 41. Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi Eka Iha Kurunandana Bahu Shakaha Hi Anantaha Cha Buddhayaha Avyavasayinam Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekaha Kuru Nandana Bahu Shaka Yanantascha Buddhayo Vyavasayinam Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekaha Kuru Nandana Bahu Shaka Yanantascha Buddhayo Vyavasayinam Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Vyavasayatmika Buddhir. Okay, one more time. Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Vyavasayatmika. You have to look at the how do you call this? How do you call these signs? Diacritics. You have to look at the diacritics. Vyavasayatmika. No, vyavasa. Vyavasayatmika. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Vyavasayatmika buddhir. Vyavasayatmika. Oh, okay. Vyavasa. Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. Vyavasayatmika buddhir. Ekaha kurunandana. Bahu shaka yanantascha. Buddhayo vyavasayinam. Vyavasayatmika buddhir Ekaha kurunandana Buddhayo vyavasayinam Vyavasayatmika buddhir Ekaha kurunandana Vyavasaya Atmika, resolute in Krishna consciousness. Buddhihi, intelligence. Eka, only one. Iha, in this world. Kuru Nandana, all beloved child of the Kurus. Bahu Shakaha, having various branches. He, indeed, Anantaha, unlimited, Cha, also, Buddhayaha, intelligence, Avyavasayani, avayavasayinam, of those who are not in Krishna consciousness. Translation: those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Purport: a strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called vyavasayatmika intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 2262, states: Shraddha Sabde Vishvasya Kahe Sudrida Nischaya Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Kritahaya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he needs no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva Savam Iti Samahatma Sudhulabha. A person in Krishna consciousness is the rare good soul who knows perfectly that Vasudeva or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As by watering the root of a tree, one automatically distributes water to the leaves and branches, so by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows: Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasadan Nagati Gutopi, Dhyanstu Vangstasya Yasas Trisandhyam, Pande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically, but practically, when there is no longer a chance for sense gratification manifested in fruitive activities. One who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruitive acts. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshuru Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatang Sagana Raghunatang Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Saitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padang Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakang Vitangscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vanishwari Vishwabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ebacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Vyavasa yatmika buddhir ekaha kurunandana bahu shakha yanantascha buddhiyo vyavasayinam. Ekaha kurunandana. This is the key sentence of this verse, and you should remember it. You should be single-minded. Ek means one. Ekaha kurunandana. This is the address of Arjuna, or beloved child of the Kurus. Nandana means one who gives, I don't know exactly what it means. Do you know Nandana? But Dhan means giving, no? It also means something like who's giving bliss to the Kurus, no? Nandanandanan. Yeah. But it's also like who's giving pleasure, no? Right. So that word is also, I think, based on that, Kuru Nandana. Because that's why it says, O beloved child of the Gurus. Anyway. Ekaha Kuru Nandana. This verse you should remember, Stefan. Stefan. Ekaha Kuru Nandana. You should remember this. Ekaha Kuru Nandana. Yes, you should be single-minded. Not, you know, like that. Yeah, no, I'm not, I'm just saying that we all have this tendency. So from this verse, we should take this, that we should be single-minded. Their aim is one, Prabhupada translates here. And the other, here it says, Vyavasa Yatmika Buddhir. It says, they're resolute in purpose. Prabhupada translates here, because it's atmika. Atmika means like the self. Vyavasaya atmika. Who are resolute in Krishna consciousness. Because the self, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the self is Krishna conscious by nature. So sometimes people talk about self-realization. So self-realization means Krishna nichadhas. Jivara svarupai. Krishna Nityadas. The Swarup of the Jiva is Krishna Nityadas, eternal servant of Krishna. This is eternal Swarup. And so to realize the self, or here Vyavasaya Atmika, means to be Krishna conscious. Or here resolute in Krishna consciousness. I think Vyavasaya means like resolute. Buddhihi. This is intelligence. This is Krishna's very special person. I mean, he is God, so, but, you know, he's a very special person. Vyavasa yadmika buddhir ekaha kurunanda. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one, O beloved child of the Gurus. Bahu shaka yanantas cha. Anantas means unlimited. Bahu shaka. They're having various branches. Bahu means millions. And like we sing here, Bahu Koti Chandra. Oh no, Koti means million, but then Bahu means many millions. Bahu Koti Chandra. And then? Bahu Koti Chandra Jini Badana Ujvala. His face is as beautiful as thousands and millions of suns, moons, right? Is it like that? Do you know? Huh? And what is that? The Lord. It's like millions of moons. Oh, I see. Nice. Thank you. So that we sing every night. So that is the same Bahu. Bahu Shakaha Yananta Buddhayo Av Yavasayinam. So here you have Vavasaya and Av Yavasaya. See? Those who are resolute and those who are not resolute. Now this is Sanskrit, it's a little bit mathematical language. Therefore, in the 70s they wanted to make a computer language out of it. I don't think it ever materialized. But they could see that this language is the best for computers. I don't know if they ever did it, but that was the idea in the 70s. Because it's very kind of mathematical language. A strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyavasayatmika, intelligence. So resolute intelligence, fixed intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Shraddha Sabde Vishvashakai Sudrida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Koila Sarva Karma Krita Hai. So shall we look it up? Could you look it up? Because I'm going to be too distracted. Yeah, Madhya 22:62. I'm sorry, I should have prepared it a little bit better, but I'm on a tight schedule. Please excuse me. Madhya 22:62. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Yeah, so as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't know, I always get into these controversial topics, but this is another controversial topic. Yeah, should we, you know, give so much attention to our family or not? This is the controversy. Shraddha Sabde. By the word Shraddha. Translation. Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service. Shraddha. What is that verse of Rupa Goswami? Adau Shraddha. Bhajana. What now? What then? Huh? Adau Shraddha, then? Immediately, after Shraddha Bhajana, no, Sadhu Sangha. No, no, Adau Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha. Tata Sadhu Sangha. Yeah. Oh. Okay, so it starts with Shraddha. I can quickly tell our guest, you first need to have faith, Stefan. Starts all with faith, and this faith will increase. Then you need association, Sadhu Sangha, they call it. Then Bhajana Kriya, you start to practice. The main thing about it, it's mentioned in the purport, you have to take, let me read it, because it's very important what Prabhupada says here. Because there are people, they say, you don't need a spiritual master, you can just have, you know, initiation from Prabhupada. But what does Prabhupada says here? Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. And then he quotes Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, Krishna becomes satisfied. By not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day. So this 3 times a day is called, it's in the Sanskrit, 3 sanjam. It refers to the Gayatri. Because there's 3 sanjams, it means morning, noon, and night. And on those sanjams, like that is the position of the sun, then you should chant Gayatri. And the Gayatri specifically is considered like a sign of initiation. And the Gayatri prays to, specifically to the spiritual master. So we should do that 3 times a day. But you don't need a Gayatri to pray 3 times a day to the spiritual master, of course. But the point here, I'm just going to deviate a little bit, is who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him. So therefore we need a spiritual master to guide us, and who knows our nature, like we discussed the past few days about Varna and Ashram. The spiritual master, he can see that. He knows the nature. Nature means guna and karma. But sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya. Actually, generally we are all going to bhajana kriya, and Vishnumurti, he says, and then we hit the wall of anartha nivritti. Most devotees, it's just a fact, they can't get over this wall, and then they leave or whatever, you know, they do get stuck. Or like if the Jews, and they bang their head against the wall. This is like a tradition. It's called the, I know what it's called in English, but in Dutch it's called the klaagmuur, the complain wall. You know, and they bang their head and all. So the wall of anartha nivritti is like just hit that wall in our spiritual life. We're like, oh, I got so many anarthas, and then we go, and then he's got so many anarthas, and everywhere. Like, so yeah, we gotta some other get over that wall, anartha nivritti, the unnecessary things in our life. Rupa Goswami explains them, and they're also explained in the purport. We'll get to that. Karma, jnana, and what is that verse of Rupa Goswami? You have to give up. Anukulyena Krishnanu anyabilasita sanyam jnana karma anavritam. Right? What is that verse? Anyabilasita sanyam jnana karmadi. Yeah, that's it. Adi means yoga. And so many things. But specifically is mentioned yoga. Because there's these three processes, you see, is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Prabhupada always links them to bhakti yoga. And I mean, if you study it properly, then Bhurijan's book can be very helpful. But sometimes it also, at least in the past, as far as I'm concerned, it created more confusion because people didn't really could see how he's elaborating on Prabhupada's purport, and people were kind of, I don't know, it became more confused, it seemed. But so there's three processes: karma, jnana, and yoga, or what's it called in Bhagavad Gita? Ashtanga yoga, yeah. So generally they're considered like that, in that order also. That karma yogi is a little bit lower than jnana, and then Ashtanga, and then bhakti. But yeah, the way Prabhupada explains them, that he connects all of them. Yeah, it's another kind of, I don't want to say controversial topic, but it's not so easy to completely, perfectly understand these things. Anyway, the point is they have to be given up. At the same time, we're discussing with Rasa Mandala Prabhu that automatically these things will be obtained if you perform bhakti. So he was making the point, if you are a devotee, then jnana and karma and even yoga, they will come. Like this devotee would ask Prabhupada about Kundalini yoga, and Prabhupada, he said, how can... I don't know exactly what he asked, but he asked something about Kundalini yoga. Prabhupada said, just chant Hare Krishna, you'll get also these same things. So again, it's the word automatically. He was saying we have to see what it actually means automatically. I mean, you know, some of our acharyas, but they're like paramahamsas, they're sitting like this. But generally Prabhupada tells us to sit properly, you know, and you see Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta, they're all sitting straight. Especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, had this picture in the Amsterdam temple, and he sits in a yoga posture that when I came in, I was totally impressed, because it's one of the most difficult postures. If you want to do that posture that he was doing, your hips have to be completely open, you know. And also, I'm not so well studied in the different other acharyas, but also Ramanuja Acharya was like this amazing yogi. Well, he was like a big, really big guy. And he was stronger than anybody. So, yeah, I don't know exactly. At least the desire for these things should be given up. It's all about desire. So we have to be careful. Like for instance, we were also talking about the fall down of the jiva, and we know from Bhagavad Gita that humility is the first sign of knowledge. And Prabhupada says we should just be humble, and know that we cannot understand Krishna, and we should simply serve him. So whenever these topics came up, not whenever, but generally. Because sometimes he would get into it and he would clearly explain that we did come from Krishna. Krishna Bahirmukha, we turned our face from Krishna. And I just quoted this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivara Swarupai, Krishna Nicharas. But generally he wouldn't entertain it. Like this morning, you were in the video. So this lady, she was asking this question about, Kshatriyas, about government. And of course, Prabhupada entertained it for a second, few seconds. He answered the question, but then immediately he said, "But it's not required. You know, we are not in the government, and it doesn't even matter. We just have to be Krishna conscious." So also with this question, he said, "You just have to be humble and realize that you cannot understand these things." I was talking with Premasiddhi. He also said that, I don't know if it's true, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that you cannot understand these things, and if you discuss them, you will get, with your god brothers, you will get into a fight. Many people left because of this, big, big devotees. You know, many Vaishnav sects are divided on this point. You know, not just ISKCON and Nagarya Math, but the whole Vaishnav Sampradayas, different, they have different thoughts about this. But Prabhupada didn't entertain it generally. He would say, you know, be humble, realize that you cannot understand Krishna, and you just serve him. Again, we come back actually to this Anartha Nivritti wall. That is our real problem. Again, this word, automatically, what does it mean? That we should discuss. You know, automatically we get jnana. What does it mean? Automatically we take care. So that's what we're discussing today. We take care of our family. You know, what does it mean exactly? How does it work? Like they say, 22 generations before and after will be liberated if you become a pure devotee. Well, there's different numbers given actually. That maybe it's 21, sometimes it's 14. But, yeah. I mean, you know, I used to watch a lot of movies. I mean, I sometimes still watch sometimes a movie if I get in my, I try to avoid it. But in you have these mafia movies, and they would always take care of their people, right? Right. So if you were connected with them, and somebody would do, then, but so why would Krishna be different? You see, Krishna is the biggest everything. He's the biggest mobster. Also, everything is the biggest, the best. So if you're with Krishna, then he doesn't only take care of your family here, but he takes care of like 22 generations back. He just, you know, he can do that. It's still connected through karma. That's what we have to realize, because it's tough. Like I've mixed kind of good karma, kind of nice parents, but also bad karma. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to blaspheme my family. But and I think most of us have that. Some devotees, especially Gurukulis, they have, of course, sublime karma. They are devotees. Their parents are devotees. But, you know, generally it's a little bit mixed. And that means that it's better to just, either if it's good or bad, that you just forget about it and to just surrender to Krishna. Anyway, let me just see if I can read this. Because I'm not Aikaha, you can see that. I'm all over the place. Okay, please excuse me. From firm faith and confidence, occult Shraddha. Yeah, so what my point I wanted to make, I got totally bewildered, is that it seems very important, because we're talking about Shraddha and Sadhu Sangha and Bhajana Kriya and Anartha Nivritti, but here we're just talking Shraddha. how important it is, because generally we just jump. We're thinking, oh, I'm already initiated, so I'm doing bhajana kriya. I mean, I don't know if we can even say that we can do sadhu sangha. I mean, I had so many fights with, you know, actually all the people here, you know, we had some, please excuse me, please forgive me. But it's difficult for me to have, like, you know, I'll share you a realization. Prema Siddhi, he told this story. And I'm not so very good at storytelling, but I'll tell it anyway. It was this Buddhist monk, and he told these Christian monks that he knew a secret of them. And he told them that one of you is the Messiah. So these monks, they got all like fired up, like, wow, one of us is the Messiah, you know, who is it? And so gradually they started to really respect each other more. Maybe it's Mark, maybe he's the new Acharya, you know, be careful, don't offend Mark, he could be the new Acharya, you know. Or maybe it's Gaura, he chants really nice, but maybe Gaura is the new Acharya, you know. So like that, and they were more and more respecting themselves, each other. And then they realized that the Buddhist monk had played like a trick on them. Because the whole monastery started to bloom, people started to come, and it's kind of like, that was kind of, I think, the moral of the story. I think he told me, Bibi Govindamara tells a story. Anyway, so that's just one of my realizations today, that we can, is it like a trick? We can try and see if it works. You can try it. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he is to be understood to have performed all his responsibilities in the material world. He has satisfied his forefathers, ordinary living entities, and demigods, and is free from all responsibility. Such a person does not need to meet his responsibilities separately. It is automatically done. Again, this word, automatically. What does it mean exactly? Fruit of activity, karma, is meant to satisfy the senses of the conditioned soul. However, when one awakens to Krishna consciousness, he does not have to work separately for pious activity. The best achievement of all fruit of activity is detachment from material life, and this detachment is spontaneously enjoyed by the devotees firmly engaged in the Lord's service. I mean, I'm going to end the class now because it's kind of time. We don't have time to go through all the different points of the Prabhupada makes. But I feel that if we just serve Krishna, I think the general rule, what I learned from Dhananjaya, you don't go out of your way, either for karma or for gyan or for adi, other things like yoga. So you can do something, but you don't go out of your way. And ultimately, it shouldn't be there, because it is. There's another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is there is no stoppage. What is that verse? It's in the first canto, and it says that devotional service cannot be interrupted. This what is that verse? Yeah, but this the Sanskrit. You know, did we already recited, that's from Rupa Goswami, but there's another verse in the Bhagavatam where it says, like she said, that devotional service is uninterrupted and gives complete satisfaction to the soul. Isn't that the verse from the Bhagavatam or no? But it's in that section, right? Anyway, we'll have to look it up, because we have to know that verse, sorry. But the point is that it is uninterrupted. So ultimately, I do feel that we need to come to that level, but yeah, I don't know. At the same time, when I was reading it, I was thinking of Brahmananda's mother, you know, because she was kind of mad. You know, why did you take my two sons? And Prabhupada told them that they should, every time they visit their mom, and they were totally surrendered, they would do it. They had to bow down. So their mom would open a door, and there were their two children, and they were paying, you know, they were paying their obeisances to their parents. So, yeah. But at the same time, also Prabhupada would say that, you know, it's not necessary. So I think the general rule is you don't go out of your way, And ultimately want to make everybody Krishna consciousness, why not our family? Sometimes I even think that maybe this 22 generations also means that you preach, but I think ultimately it doesn't. Because, like I said, Krishna, he's in everybody's heart, and he can take care. If you're really surrendered and you just aren't right at this, he's going to take care of your family. He will. Anyway, so any questions or comments?
Sarva dharma prityakya mam ekam saranam praja ahantvang sarva pavyo moksha jama susha.
Ahaituki apratihatha yayatma suprasidati, complete satisfaction of the atma. Ahaituki apratihatha, without interruption, without motivation, right? How does it start? Savai pung sang paro dharmo. And then? Adokshaya, yato bhakti, to adoksha, that is Krishna, beyond the senses. Savai pung sang paro dharmo. The highest dharma. This is the highest dharma. Ahaituki apratiyata. Huh? Yes. Yeah, pung sang, yeah, the people. Pung sang sounds the same also. Pung sang people. So any questions? We're just going to surrender to Krishna after this class. No more phone calls to the family, or I'm not just looking at you. I mean, I also call my family. Yeah. Yeah, distant. Yeah. Yeah. They need money. Right. Yeah, so what is your question? It's just a comment? Yeah, that's not good. At the same time, I sometimes give presents to my family, you know. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, association means to, what is that verse from Nectar of Instruction? The six changes of, yeah? What is that verse? Should know that verse, Bruce. I should also know it, I'm sorry. Anyway, I can give you a translation. You should, inquire submissively and reveal your mind. You should give prasadam and receive prasadam, and you should give gifts. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that is really association, if you do these things with anybody. So, you know, sometimes I give my family gifts, and, you know, but I'm just saying that because it's also not good to just only take. Because that is also taking association. If you're in need and they give you money, then you're also going to get karma. You see? So, I don't know. Again, I think like the general rule, ultimately you need spiritual master to give you the right balance. Or I explain many times, you can ask different authorities how you should deal with it. But ultimately I think the general rule is you don't go out of your way. You know, you have your Krishna consciousness duties and you can do something, but you know, like everybody has a job, and they sometimes also say, sorry mom, I can't come for Christmas, I have to work, it's really important. And they say, okay, well, it's really sad, but we understand. So similarly, you can say, sorry, I have a Christmas marathon, I can't come after Christmas. Right. Yeah, no, I call them more than once a month. Yes, bro? Yeah. Yeah, and I think that is also what we've been discussing the past few days, that if you And then again, I come back to this word automatically. If you perform devotional service, then these qualities that she's discussing, they should materialize. Like for instance, when I would come to my family, I had not so much energy to start cooking. But that's actually what you should do. You should learn how to cook. You know, all about this, they should actually know everything. I mean, that's what I understand from Prabhupada. Ideally, I mean, you don't have to go out of your way. Like he also told the devotee was playing guitar, you don't have to learn sitar. It's just a waste of time. But at the same time, like these things like deity worship and maybe playing cartels and cooking. Anyway, at least cooking, you should know something. And then you can cook for your family. And that is like she's saying, that you don't have to eat their food. They have a day off and you can cook nice prasadam for them, you know. Of course, you know, Gaura doesn't have to, you know. But most of us, they don't have devotional parents, and then you can cook for them. But to do that, like some, usually when I would come home, I was like, oh, I was so intense in the temple. Oh, can you make me some mashed potato? Because I wouldn't eat grains, but then I would eat like some potato or something. I couldn't do it, you know, it's too much. But that, so we should come to that level that we have the energy and we want to serve our parents and our family. Anyway, and we can do that if we start chanting Hare Krishna, especially when Gaura leads us. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita sades ki jai, Nita Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Premanande, Hare Hare, Om Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai.